We're doing the laws of Shabbos. We're going to learn a little bit about honoring Shabbos. There are things that our sages prohibited because they said it is not respectful, it is not honoring Shabbos. And the basis, it's really rabbinic, but Chazal gave it a basis from the verses in Isaiah. In Yeshaya, the Navi tells the people, "V'chibadto me'asot terachecha," honor the Shabbos from going your regular path, mimtochev tzicha, from seeking out your desires, v'daber davar, and engaging in the conversation you would in regular days. And our sages explained, honor it from going your path teaches us, don't walk on Shabbos the way you walk on weekdays. Don't seek your desires, our sages said. From here we understand you're not supposed to engage, even in conversation about your business, on Shabbos. And the way you speak, so your speech on Shabbos is not supposed to be the same as weekdays. And again, our sages are going to expand now. So what does it mean we walk on Shabbos differently than on weekdays? So Chazal explained part of honoring Shabbos is that we're at rest. And we even call Shabbos Yom Menucha, the day of rest. When people are on vacation, one of the things they enjoy doing is going at a leisurely pace. So Chazal said, you're not supposed to run on Shabbos. Don't run. Don't go hopping around. What about kids who like to run? They play tag. They have races. So people who like to run, when it's enjoyable for them, so that's part of their joy of Shabbos, and then that's not prohibited. The idea is those people for whom rushing is a task, it's a part of the pressure of the weekdays, there our sages said, walk on Shabbos, not like you walk on a weekday. If you're going for a mitzvah, you want to run to shul, so then you're allowed to run on Shabbos. For a mitzvah, you're allowed to run. So that's as far as our walk, our gait. He doesn't mention it here, but Chazal said try to make your walking comfortable. So if you can walk a shorter route and that's more comfortable for you, go the shorter route. Don't take the longer route. This is all part of the idea that Chazal wanted Shabbos to be like a vacation where you take it easy. What does it mean don't deal with your desires on Shabbos? So just as our walk is different, so too our what we deal with on Shabbos is different. So you're not supposed to go into your field and just look things over during Shabbos to think what else you need to do. People will sometimes look at a car they're considering buying. The neighbor has it outside and they just walk up and down and look.
Because that's what you're going to do during the cold.
Right. So there you're busy with your desires on Shabbos. So if a person walks to his field because he wants to see what's doing, that's not honoring Shabbos. Our sages said don't be dealing with your desires on Shabbos, meaning your materialistic, your business desires on Shabbos. Now, you want to think about it on Shabbos. Our sages said we only prohibit that which is recognizable externally. But if a person's going to sit there and think about it, no one's going to notice that. So then that's not prohibited. It's not recommended. You're supposed to enter Shabbos and feel like all your business is done. You finished whatever you had to do. There's supposed to be closure. But nonetheless, that's not part of this prohibition. So what about a person who anyways would walk by his field on Shabbos? There's a path that goes there. So then a person can say, I'm going for a walk there. It's not recognizable. If the road only leads to his field, it's not a road to anything else, and then he has no business going there. It's very obvious he's going there to look at his field. But if there's a road that goes in other directions, so fine. It's not recognizable that that's what he's doing. So we can't say that's prohibited. But nonetheless, that's not the right thing to do. The Talmud tells us about a pious person who once went and looked at a fence of his on Shabbos. And then he said, no, what am I doing on Shabbos? I'm walking and looking at that fence to see how to fix it. And he accepted it upon himself that he'll never rebuild that fence in his life. He said, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't. So, okay, that's extra pious people. Nonetheless, it is recommended that on Shabbos we should not be thinking about these things. It's obvious if you're going to spend your time thinking about what you're doing on weekdays, you've taken away from the Shabbos. Very often, if a person's going to think about his business and his tasks on Shabbos, so he's sticking in the pressures of the week on Shabbos. Instead of having a day off on Shabbos, he's applying those pressures, the thought, what do I have to do? What's still on my to-do list? Okay, so he's really destroying his Shabbos, but we can't say that's prohibited. Chazal said we should, our attitude about Shabbos should be as though I finished all my work, come Matzei Shabbos, I'll start thinking about it again. What about if you're going to travel Matzei Shabbos? So can you prepare yourself? Can you go to a bus stop on Shabbos so that when Matzei Shabbos comes, you could be there? Again, if you're walking and you're sitting at a bus stop, it's pretty obvious you went there in order to leave Matzei Shabbos. So that's prohibited. What about looking at the bus schedule on Shabbos? That's also prohibited because that's part of dealing with your weekday tasks. So that's as far as doing our desires on Shabbos. What about our speech? So here we're going to see that this includes many things. Let's just open it up. We'll look at the details, Bezat Shem, in the coming weeks. But number one would be, I'm not allowed to tell someone on Matzei Shabbos, we're going to do this task together. So I'm not allowed to discuss on Shabbos work that I'm going to do on a weekday. Okay, so that's part of the prohibited speech. Let's say I want to know if I could have a ride with someone on Matzei Shabbos. I can't discuss that on Shabbos. Another application we're going to see is you're not supposed to read legal documents on Shabbos. That's part of the issue with magazines, with newspapers, because they have advertisements, and that's part. What are you doing? It's the same as talking to someone about buying something. You're sitting and reading what's on sale this week. So that's part of what Chazal didn't want us to do on Shabbos. We're going to see that it also encompasses other forms of speech. You're not allowed to discuss on Shabbos. You're not allowed to tell a non-Jew to do work on Shabbos. You're not allowed to discuss your journey of Matzei Shabbos on Shabbos. So we'll see this. You're not allowed to engage a woman, do Kiddushin on Shabbos. You're not allowed to absolve a vow on Shabbos, do Heter Nedarim. All of this we will discuss, Bezat Shem, in the coming weeks. What is included in Daber Davar, when our sages said, don't let your speech of Shabbos be like your speech of weekdays. We'll see this step by step. So what we learned today is the rabbinic institution of how we honor Shabbos. Number one, in our gait, the way we walk. We're not supposed to run on Shabbos unless it's someone who actually enjoys running. Number two, where we walk. We're not supposed to go on Shabbos to places that involve business, like checking out our field, etc. Number three, we're not supposed to deal with our desires, so we're not supposed to discuss business on Shabbos. We're not supposed to go look at business. And we said about thinking about business. So there, technically, you're allowed to, but realistically, if you do it, you might destroy your Shabbos because you're imposing the pressures of the week onto your Shabbos, and we're supposed to treat Shabbos as though all our work is done. What we began, and we will pick up with Bezat Shem next week, is the speech of Shabbos. And here we discuss the first detail, and that is, I'm not allowed to discuss with someone on Shabbos that after Shabbos we'll do something which is a melacha, which is prohibited to do on Shabbos. So I'm not allowed to discuss with someone, Matzei Shabbos, we're going to drive to the airport. Or Matzei Shabbos, we'll get together and build this shed or whatever, fix this roof. Those are stuff we don't discuss on Shabbat. That's part of Daber Davar, that our speech on Shabbos should reflect Shabbos. It shouldn't be the same as weekday speech.